Dancer in the Dark is the new film by Danish director Lars von Trier. It stars Icelandic singer Björk, who performs her own music, Catherine Deneuve, and American actors David Morse and Joel Grey. Von Trier is best known here for his film Breaking the Waves with Emily Watson. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Dancer in the Dark is such an oddball movie that it's hard to pick an angle to come at it. It's a downbeat musical, stylistic turning point for the filmmaker, an acting triumph for a non-actor. And like the majority of films by Lars von Trier, it's about a female saintly self-abnegation for the sake of a male. Selma, a Czech immigrant to the United States, works in a Washington State tool and die plant in 1964, alongside her best friend, a French woman, played by Catherine Deneuve. To add to the national confusion, Selma is played by the Icelandic singer Björk, and the movie was shot in Denmark. Selma is a quiet, self-effacing woman, and so is Björk's performance for the first 20 minutes or so. Wearing thick glasses, dressed in frumpy clothes, and half hidden by the industrial press that turns aluminum plates into tubs, Selma is the quintessentially mousy immigrant, a familiar figure to anyone who has ever worked a factory floor. Selma is going blind and becoming increasingly sensitive to sound. The rhythms of the machinery provoke a musical fantasy in her mind, which soon takes over the screen. This will happen again and again throughout the movie, as the clickety-clack of a train or even the scratches on a record form the rhythmic basis of a musical number. Music becomes the medium through which Björk builds a heart-piercing performance. This isn't the sour contrast of reality and musical fantasy that made up Pennies from Heaven. In Dancer in the Dark, the musical segments create not an alternate, but supplemental reality, where Selma can express truths about herself, truths she cannot speak otherwise. Selma and her boy Jean live in a small house on property owned by a local policeman and his wife. They, along with Deneuve and another factory worker with a yen for Selma, know that she doesn't have much money, and so pitch in to buy Jean his first bike for his 10th birthday.
It's about the bike.
The bike?
The bike.
I cannot give Jean a bike. Is this his idea?
It is not his idea.
No.
Jean?
Yeah?
Did you ask him to come over?
No.
No, he doesn't know anything, Selma. Frankly.
Why, have I done something?
No. I haven't got the money.
But I'm almost the only kid in class who doesn't have a bike.
I'm just not that kind of mother. Jean, I'm...
Can't you be that kind of a mother?
We'll see, Mr.
G. Careful!
Good riding fast!
This scene, along with many to follow, challenge our notion of charity. Not just giving to the poor, but charity in a larger, religious and philosophical sense, in which moral obligation, rather than whim, dictates giving. This preoccupation has always marked von Trier as a religious filmmaker, moral rather than moralistic, despite the violence and sex which populate his films. Selma, we learn, is atoning for a selfish act, bringing Jean into the world in the first place. He will inherit her eye disease, and so Selma has moved to the U.S., works day and night, and saves every penny for the sake of a vision-saving operation for her son. But she has resolved to tell absolutely no one what she's doing. This leads to operatic complications and a tragic climax. Von Trier is a leader of the Dogma Group, which in the mid-1990s promulgated an artistic declaration. Films would be shot on handheld video cameras with as little contrivance as possible. Now, von Trier exposes this lack of contrivance as merely another contrivance. Video images are nearly square when they are first filmed, and in Dancer, von Trier composes images tightly to that square. But when these same images are blown up and distorted to fit the rectangular screen, a distancing effect takes hold. On the other hand, the musical sequences are composed to fit that rectangular shape. 5 years after rejecting the notion of composition altogether, von Trier is making tentative moves back towards tradition. He is not spurning the Dogma experiments, but but integrating them as his movie moves between Selma's daily life and her musical or spiritual life. Von Trier's efforts are not nearly so costly as his heroines, but they are, in their way, as daring.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.
I've seen it all. I have seen the trees. I have seen the willow leaves dancing in the breeze.
I've seen a man killed by his best friend. And lives that were over before they were spent. I've seen what I was and I know what I'll be. I've seen it all, there is no more to see.
Support for Fresh Air comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced, and from Princeton University Press, publishers of The Expanded Quotable Einstein, available in bookstores or online at www.pup.princeton.edu. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
On the next Fresh Air, author Mary Carr. She wrote the best-selling memoir, The Liars Club, about her life as a young girl growing up in East Texas. Her new memoir, Cherry, chronicles her turbulent teen years. Join us for the next Fresh Air.